They're just two parents who happen to be dads. One called Harley, the other one is Wads. It's not really Wads, it's Wade! But Wade doesn't rhyme with dads. It's shitting with the door open.
Boom! Right. Just like that, we're in your ear holes. Oh, yeah. Who's pumped up? I am. I am full of energy. I would say I'm full of beans, but I'm not, because I have evacuated my body. Little disclaimer here, this episode might be quite shit-focused.
A lot of fecal treatment is what we're talking about. We're just going to get... There's a lot of poo stories in this one. So if we can make it through without throwing up...
I'll kick it off. I have just... I'm a day clear of doing 16 shits in 30 hours. That's what I did.
And you know... Those shits are getting like progressively worse. You know, it's like dry heaving. Like you have a vomit, the first vomit you're throwing stuff up, the second vomit you're throwing stuff up, and then you start throwing up a liquid, and then it's like bile. And I imagine like those shits, they're starting off, well, there's some matter in there, and then it progresses down to like warm minestrone soup. Like that's all that's just fucking coming out your asshole. And then it gets even worse. You're just shitting bile. Oh, it's gross. Just shitting bile, just brown bile.
Oh. It was just straight up liquid by the end. It was like I had contractions, but there was nothing to give birth to. Ooh. There was nothing left in the tank.
Your water just kept breaking.
I tell you what, I kept breaking something. I don't know what happened, whether it was salmonella poisoning. I had cooked two nights in a row. I'd cooked chicken. I'd done a delicious little butterfly whole chicken. Yep. on a bed of vegetables. And maybe in the prepping of that, somehow I... got some raw chicken in my mouth, or the fact that I have four children that don't wash their hands. Who can tell where I got the shits from? I don't know. But I am an absolute shadow of a man. It's been a horrific 48 hours, really.
How weak do you feel after gastro? Like, you just feel like there's nothing left in the tank. You've got no energy. You've got nothing. And you just shit and shit and vomit and shit. It is just insane.
It's so full on.
It's just the worst. And if you've got gastro and you were just like, it's so full on, and you were like vomiting out your mouth while you were shitting, like you've got to have a bucket and a thing. It's just, and nothing else matters. The house could be on fire, and you're like somebody could break into the house and be like stealing your laptop and phone right from in front of you, and you'd be like, it doesn't matter right now, nothing matters.
Well, you know, Leonard was in the pantry, the walk-in pantry we have, backs onto the toilet, and he said to me, he goes, I could hear running water, and I didn't know what it was, so I came around to the bathroom to see what the noise was, and all I could hear was you going, oh no, oh no.
It's like you had a water feature. You had a brown water feature in the bathroom.
You know the worst part too, by the way, is like all of us have woken up with a full bladder, and you got to go and pee. But when you wake up, it's such a panic when you wake up and you have to shit now. It's like you haven't woken up, your muscles haven't engaged yet, you've had no chance to stretch, and you're like, if I don't get from here to that toilet in 2 seconds, I will have so much work to do in a cleanup. I've got to get there now.
It's like I watched this Instagram reel the other day of this guy, and he's not like some piazza in Spain or Italy or something. And this dude is like walking along, he's just like kind of like jogging, and then he just shits and then just runs away. But he was just a guy. He was just a dude. He wasn't doing it to be gross or dirty. Yeah. He clearly just farted. And like he just couldn't hold it in. And then the nice people sitting having a nice dinner, the waiter like looks around like, what the fuck did that just happen? And this dude just fucking legs it.
As you would. You've got no other options at that point. There's no point staying. And the best thing is, I've rewatched that video over and over again. When he walks into frame, you can see him tensing and trying to hold on to it. And then he gives a little fart and just shits. He paints the pavement with it and then fucking runs.
But that second and third we watch is so much better because you know what's coming. So you like watch it, like you pick up a lot of details you may have missed in the first watch. It's like a Christopher Nolan film. You've got to watch it a few times to kind of really get the story. And you see him walk in and you're right. And I did notice it the first time. I thought, oh, he's just walking along a bit briskly. And then he like does a little skip run out of there. And then the second time, you're like, oh, he is holding himself here.
That is a man in pain. And he knows he's got seconds. And that was me for 30 hours. That was exactly me. And I didn't, like, I did nothing. I went from my bed to the toilet and back to the bed again. And I was weak. Like, I didn't feel sick. I didn't feel like I was going to vomit at all. I didn't feel nauseous. I can't really explain it. I had cramping, and then it was just fucking on. And I've done the maths too, by the way. 16 shits in 30 hours is a shit every 1.8 hours. That's 112 minutes. Every 112 minutes, I was shitting.
And not just like fucking, oh, I now need to use the bathroom. It's like fucking, yeah, as you said before, there. go. Yeah, we're at DEFCON Brown.
And because I wasn't feeling nauseous, I had a huge appetite. I was genuinely hungry. I had I'd evacuated my body, and I just needed to eat. But I also didn't want to eat because I didn't want to have to deal with that in about 112 minutes.
Like you're resetting that timer.
Yeah. As you go by. Here we go.
It's like the doomsday clock on the wall. It's just counting down. The family's getting prepped. They're clearing the area. They're clearing the runway.
The question is, Wade, when do you start counting your shits? And the answer is at about shit number 5. You're like, I should start documenting this.
Oh, man, too funny. We could not have handled that at this house because I told you, like, we're staying in a house and it's very old and the plumbing is very old. So all the water, like, we noticed when we kind of first got here. Oh, dude, you would have destroyed it. We've noticed when we first got here, like, there's water kind of seeping out the side of the house. And it's like, oh, you have a shower, the water kind of, like, just... It must be like a block in the drain, so the water kind of like seeps up and into the side, into the lawn, into the path, the side of the house. When you wash the dishes, right, you empty the sink, all that water just dumps straight out onto the side. Like, it doesn't go down like the pipes. There's a hole in one of the pipes and the water just goes out the hole under the side. I've got a bucket under there. Problem solved. So the other day we had a sleepover. There were like five kids here. And then at one stage, one of the kids comes up to me and she's like, the toilet's like full. Like, you know, it's overflowing. And I'm like, all right, well, that sounds great. So I go in there, have a look, full to the brim. Like, the water is right up to the seat. There's fucking, you know, there's floaters, there's paper. I'm like, oh, fucking great. They're just using way too much like toilet paper. The system couldn't handle.
Rank.
It couldn't handle the toilet paper. And so, of course, like, once that happened, they all want to come and see the issue. All these, like, little fucking 10-year-olds and 8-year-olds, they're all coming, let's have a look. And I'm like, no, there's no need to look. There's fucking no need. But they're all in there, like, laughing and giggling and pointing. I'm like, well, this is fucking great. And this is at, like, 9 o'clock at night. And I'm like, fuck, they're here for another 12 hours. This is going to be a long time. So I get out there. Have a look out back. I couldn't really see the problem. I go to the store to try and get like a plunger because there was no plunger here. Couldn't find a plunger at the store. They were all out. So I was like, fuck it, come home. And the water slowly drained. So it's very slow. So it's draining, but very slowly. So I say to the kids, like, you know, just take it easy on the... Let's all just fucking take it easy on the toilet. Get up in the morning. Toilet's kind of like fine. It's back to kind of like normal. I'm like, great. And oh, and this is also like, I had tried tipping like boiling water down the toilet. And like I read something that said, but you put detergent and warm water down the toilet. So I tried all that. All that did was just fill the toilet bowl back up with like hot water. So the next day it kind of like filled, it had like drained back down. I'm like, great. What I'm going to do is I'm just going to tip a bucket of warm water down the toilet just to kind of like wash the stuff away. I don't know if it was a good idea or a bad idea, but that's what I did. Tip the bucket down there. All it did was once again fill the toilet back up. I'm like, oh, this is fucking disgusting. Call the parents. Come pick your kids up. They got to go home. Like, no one can shit. And then
get
I
these fucking shit kids out of here.
Yeah, get these shit. And I was at the time like, like just raging in the inside, but I couldn't rage on the outside because we have other people's kids here. But in the inside, I'm fucking furious. They all left. I'm like, all right, let's try and solve this problem. So outside the plumbing, the pipes are all kind of like outside the house. So I unscrewed this kind of like cap and I can see there's water, just this disgusting water from the toilet. Just starts like flooding out onto the lawn. So I see all this toilet paper and a couple of floaters go out onto the... Dude, this is... We're at the appetizer start of the story. It just keeps fucking going. So we just fucking... So the water kind of flows out.
I can't think of a better person than you to be on this job.
Just no idea what I'm doing. So I get... What I do is I thought, fuck, I reckon there's a blockage down here. So what I'll do is I went and got... I tried to find like this metal... I found a bit of metal wire and I shoved it down there. That did fucking nothing. So I got the hose. I put it on jet. Put it down the hole. Turned it on. Full blast.
Amazing.
Next thing you know, all this fucking toilet paper and even these little brown nuggets and toilet paper start floating up, not just out of the hole that I've got like the hose on, but like the drain right next to it. Like, so the drain next to it, like all the stuff's like floating out of there. The drain that the shower and the washing machine, like all that, that water comes out of, that starts overflowing now with like toilet paper and poop. And I'm like, oh, this is fucked. But... Screw the lid back on, flush the toilet, fine. The toilet's flushing now, we're okay. So, I'm like, all right, I've kind of like solved this issue. It's just the toilet paper kind of is, the toilet issue solved. No, yeah, that's right. So the water is like kind of like seeping, keeps seeping out the drain. And every time you flush the toilet now, I'm like, oh, that's, like the toilet water's going down where it should go, but everything else is coming out. And so I go have a look at the drain and I see like it's full of like plants and stuff, because no one's lived in this house for like a year before we came in here. And so I thought, oh, what I reckon I'll do is I reckon there's just heaps of mud and muck and plants down this fucking thing, grass down this thing. So I'll fix that up. So I ripped out all the grass, started like pulling out the muck, and I'm like, fuck, I'm getting a bit dirty here. So I kind of like took my shorts off very carefully, took my t-shirt off. So it's just me and my underwear and just like this pink glove. And I'm just like pulling out the muck and the mud, just like kneeling in this fucking disgusting, filthy water. Just, and the underwear as well, like it's a size too small, so it was quite they were quite tight.
So you're just popping a nut. You've got pink gloves on and popping a nut.
One pink glove. Anyway, so I start pulling out the so I start like putting, I take the drain cover off and I start like scooping out like this mud and these plants.
Oh,
oh, here's a bit of brick, here's a bit of fucking stone. It was probably just this is absolutely going to fix the problem. Ended up getting deeper and deeper and deeper until I'm right up to the shoulder, like up to pussy's bow. My arm is down this hole, like down the drain, and then I find like the side drain and I scoop out some muck out of that as well. So I'm like, all right, great, I fixed the problem. I pull my hand up. The water is now full of like this disgusting water, this gross fucking water, the glove. Then I thought, fuck, the water's not draining. What I'll do is I'll lower the hose back in. It worked over there. Why wouldn't it work here? So I get the hose, turn it on jet, put it down there all the way to the bottom, turn it on. And then it just starts fucking all this fucking... all this toilet paper. And poo and water just starts floating up the top out over the drain. And I was like, oh, that's what I had my hand in. That's what the entire time. And so I had to fucking...
Jesus Christ.
And so it starts overflowing and I'm like, all right, sweet. So finally now I've fixed the problem. So I pull the hose up, turn it off. And then, and then it just kind of sat there, like nothing went down. And so I was like, fuck, this fucking sucks. I'm giving up for the day. So I go, giving up for the day, I go have a shower, which of course is the worst thing to do because there's no drainage. So the water just keeps pushing fucking all this hell. Other water, this disgusting water back out onto like the back bit of the lawn. And I could not get my arm clean. I couldn't do it. I scrubbed it with soap. I went and got the kitchen scourer, like the pot scrub, and I was rubbing it with like almost like the steel wool. You know, like the sponge on one side and the scourer thing on the other side. I was scrubbing the shit out of my arm with that. Just
good
like
exfoliation.
With detergent. And every time I smelt it, oh, buddy, like I almost rubbed it raw, but I could still smell the arm. And I said to Claire, can you smell it? She goes, no, it just smells like your arm. I'm like, no, it doesn't. I'm stained. I'm filthy. And now, every time we flush, every time the shower goes on, that water is just fucking seeping out. So we've got like a plumber coming out to look at it in a couple of days to try and fix it.
I can't believe.
But that is the story of our plumbing. And it is disgusting.
I cannot believe I'm the one that got gastro. How are you not in a hospital bed? Like, that is just phenomenally rank.
It's so gross. And so we told the girls there's no going outside out the back until we've solved this issue. But if we can't solve this issue on Friday, we're just going to have to find somewhere else to stay.
Well, do you know how to solve... I've got something for you to how to solve that issue. Is a jerry can of diesel and a fucking lighter. That's what's needed for that situation.
It was so gross. But just also... If Claire had come home and I was just in my hands and knees, just in my underwear, because she was out, and I'm just fucking scooping. And she was at a musical as well. She had gone out for like a lovely night. I was having a little night in.
That is phenomenal. Your wife's out at a musical and she comes back to her manly husband with his hand down a pipe, just one pink glove on, just underpants. What a fucking masculine image you cut, Wade.
And when I'm in that pose as well, it's not like a pose you see. It's not like one of the Avengers being in that pose. It's not like, it's like a kind of. It is quite a fucking a dainty, very awkward. I'm in a very awkward position. I'm just like, there's nothing masculine about it. It's so funny.
I'll correct you on that. That's the most masculine thing you've ever done. Your family was in a moment of need and you fucking took your clothes off and you got shoulder deep in that shit. And that is fucking, that right there, that's taking care of business, Wade. You didn't solve the problem, but you tried to. And that's all that we need.
That's all. That's all. It really sums up my life.
Oh, man. That reminds me of a story, actually. My parents were renovating their house, and the house they still live in, and the builder was over, and the builder had forgot to inform, most importantly, my mother, that he was in the excavation. He was going to break the sewerage. It wasn't an accident. That was a planned thing. He just didn't tell anyone. So he's dug up the backyard to do this bit of the construction. And mum was on the toilet at the same time. Now, this guy went to the church that my dad was the senior reverend of. and for some reason, I was there and my older brother, who was an apprentice with this guy. And we're just looking over this hole. Mum flushes the toilet and then all of a sudden out comes a poo that was definitely previously, just a few minutes earlier, inside my mother.
Sounds like me and that poo have a lot in common.
I just fucking walked into that. Like I delivered that on a fucking gold plated platter.
Yeah. I almost let it go as well. But I'm like, oh, I can't do it. I'm so sorry, Mavis. I'm sorry, Peter.
You're not at all. Don't believe him. He doesn't, my dad doesn't even listen anymore. He's had enough of our bullshit.
He's not. Oh, a wise man.
Yeah.
A wise man.
Well,
far out. I'll tell you what's been great, outside of like the shits and the disgusting mud swamps, is the girls and I, and Claire as well, have been started watching Parks and Rec together and The Simpsons together, the old classic Simpsons. It's been so good. They're now at an age where you can just go, yeah, you can sit down, and that's what they want to watch. They want to watch The Simpsons or Parks and Rec. It's so good.
That's great.
It's so good. Actually, when you get to watch those shows together, because we had found like some kids shows that we would like to watch together. I don't dug into that, but this is a step above that.
On that, and it's always a challenge to find age-appropriate content. I would just say to anyone with a four-year-old, The Simpsons is not age-appropriate because my four-year-old watched The Simpsons a fair while ago now. Just before you came here in December, we had some other mates, Ernie and Oki, and Henny turned up for a weekend, and it was the best. They had this beautiful big Airbnb house down the road from us. We all just moved in there with them and had this great family holiday with them. And one day, it was just stinking hot. We didn't want to be outside. There was a beautiful big TV. Can we put this on? And Henny, who's older, was like, I want to watch The Simpsons. And they put on a Halloween episode of The Simpsons. And Marigold is still having night terrors about the scary clown from The Simpsons. And I'm like, oh, shit. Like, I didn't even think that that would create an issue. But it absolutely... There are recommendations for what your kids should watch for a fucking reason. And I feel like... I thought we were on top of this kind of shit.
But
we 100%. Just sort of went, yeah, it's fine. Yeah, it's just The Simpsons. It's all right. Turns out, no. Now we're trying to unpack The Simpsons for her.
If you choose the right episodes
as
well. Like, because the girls are like, I'm like, do you want to watch a Halloween episode? They're like, nah, a bit too spooky. Let's watch this other one instead. I'm like, yeah, whatever you want to watch. So I think, yeah, it's definitely like picking and choosing. But finding that stuff to watch together and finding what's age appropriate. And sometimes... And it does, it's not everything is age appropriate for every kid.
No.
Like what works for my oldest does not work for my youngest. Like the youngest is definitely, the oldest is definitely a bit more sensitive to like watching spooky stuff and creepy stuff. Then the youngest is like, fuck it, let's get into it. You know, like it's, and sometimes you'll push it as well. Like the youngest is like keen to watch all the Harry Potters, and we're like, once you've read all the books or listened to the audio books, it's fine, but you can't watch one of the movies without like listening to it first, because the movies are very tense.
Yes, they are.
And so that way they'll have an understanding of what's coming on, what's happening, and we can have a chat about it. We can pause the book, we can talk about these things, and so when they watch the movie, they'll have a better idea of kind of what's going to happen. But that doesn't work
well,
for
see,
everything.
Well, see, Walter really, and for a while now, he really wants scary stuff. He constantly talks about wanting scary stories. Now, there's definitely a limit because you're like, okay, I'll put on a scary story. And he's like, whoa, too scary. But it's really interesting he is exploring the idea of being scared and fearful. Even when we went on our little expedition out to the farm and went on our camping trip, and he was, you know, climbing down that cliff face. He said to me, he goes, I just like being risky. I like taking risks. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. That's cool. And to the point where Marigold is born just before Halloween, right? And Halloween has become more of a deal in Australia over the years. It was nothing when I was a kid, literally nothing. I remember there was like a knock on the door back in like the late 80s. And Mum went to the door and she came back. And I said, who was that? And she goes, I don't know, some kids that wanted lollies. I don't know what's happening. I'm like, oh, okay. Now it's like a whole deal. But because Marigold's birthday is right near Halloween, Walter's like, I want a scary birthday. So we had a scary birthday party on the just on the weekend, just gone. And he invited his whole class. And he wanted a dress-up party. So all the kids who he went Halloween trick-or-treating with all just turned up in their Halloween costumes in the park in February, just walking around. There was skeletons and dinosaurs. Excellent. Fucking top awesome. Tier. It was excellent.
Top tier.
Yeah.
Have you guys watched Gravity Falls?
No, it's on Disney. Not even heard of it.
It is a top tier kids TV show. Like top tier.
Gravity Falls.
Excellent. And I reckon your kids would love it. And it's definitely cool. One that you would enjoy. Gravity Falls. Definitely one you guys would sit down and watch together and go like, this is just fucking dope. It's fucking great. It's just funny, but also a little bit spooky. It's almost like, do you remember that show Eerie Indiana? Do you watch that?
No.
Or X-Files. Imagine like if X-Files was a kid's cartoon. It's just a brother and sister and they move to this small little town and creepy, spooky things keep happening there, like constantly. So every week they've got to solve like a new spooky mystery. But it's just...
Oh, Walt would love it and Marigold would hate it.
Oh, well, Gravity Falls for Walt, I reckon, right up his alley. But I think Halloween is such a great holiday and people who are like really anti it, I'm like, what are you angry at here? Like, what is your problem? That kids dress up and have a good time.
Oh, totally.
Because that's all it seems to me. Yeah. That's all it is. They're just having a good time. They walk around the streets. They meet their neighbors. They get some lollies. They come home. You have some chats about it. It's excellent. I fucking am here for it. And I don't want to hear any sourpusses saying it's too American.
Yeah. As an atheist, if I'm going to give my kids chocolate at Easter and presents at Christmas, then why the fuck aren't I doing Halloween? You know, like 100%. It's all like whether you think there's anything Christian in those other two or whether the Christians stole it from the pagans and that Halloween is also something to do with pagan religions. I don't have enough information in my head to discuss
it
in depth where those actual... But my point is like, well, it's just a bit of fun, right? I can also have a go at all of those holidays being about consumerism and buying shit and things you don't need. But also just at the core of it, when you're wandering around the streets with your kids in a fun little costume and you're getting to know your neighbors and you're getting lollies, fucking have some fun. It's a good day out. I enjoy it.
And have you seen, when you look at your kids and their little mates' faces light up when they see each other in their little costumes and they go to that first door and they're all a bit nervous at that first door. They're all a bit kind of like, oh, you go knock. Dad, you go knock. Like, I'm not knocking. If you want the candy, you go knock. And if not, we'll move to the next house. But fucking shit or get off the pot. Do a Harley, all right? Just fucking let's go.
And then, just like, don't get off the pot. Just stay on that pot because you know another shit is coming.
So and then one of them will like sum up the courage and go like knock on the door and then they open up and they're like, sometimes you're in a spooky costume and the people are always real friendly. They get some lollies, you give them a nod, they give you a nod and all the kids are very happy. And then they get to the third house, that fear has gone. That fucking hesitancy.
Now they're just grabbing fistfuls of lollies.
Just beating up other kids on the street, stealing their lollies and shit. We had to play catch up. Like, I take the oldest. For some reason, like, she was like 5 minutes behind the other kids. Anyway, we had fucking run up behind, go to the first house that the other kids had gone to, and knock, knock, knock. And she was so scared to knock. And she's like, I don't want to do it. Just take me home. I'm like, we're not going to go home. But if you don't want to knock on that door, that's fine. But we'll go do something else. But, you know, let's do what you can. And then she summed up the courage. She knocked on the door so shyly. The people were so lovely to her. They dumped a bowl of fucking lollies into her bag, like way more than was like fucking necessary. Yes. And her eyes just went bing and her grin went bang. She's like, thank you so much. And she just ran out, caught up with the other kids. And then that was it. It was the best day of her life. It was just...
Job done.
It's just a job done.
And all you need is one door when they give you the whole basket.
Yeah. Like, all right, I reckon that's
absolutely
plenty. Oh, man.
And then what you do as a parent is you put them aside because you go, that's too much. You can't have them tonight. You put them aside and then you trickle feed them for the next couple of days. And then after the fourth or fifth day, they think they're all gone. And then you've got lollies for a couple of months.
Like, it's very specific. So the oldest, she will pass out her lollies to every other kid. She's like, here, have some lollies, have some lollies. How much you got? Oh, you don't have very many? She'll just hand them out to the other kids. Super kind, super generous. But then she gets home, she's like, oh, I don't have any lollies. She's like, yeah, you gave them away. She's like, oh, yeah, that's right. The other one just fucking hoards. She's like, she's got lollies from party bags from 2 years ago.
Yes.
They just sit in the cupboard. They just sit there. It's ridiculous.
Well done.
They've traveled around house to house to house with us. It's so stupid.
Good on her. Well, I reckon we've managed to knock that out, Wade, with some interesting technical difficulties. Hey, also, I should let you all know, Patreon is still up and rolling. We have two great episodes coming out this month if you want to get involved in that. We're going to be recording in the same room as each other very soon because I'm just about to get out on the road with Russell Howard, and one of the stops we're making is in Melbourne, and so I'll have a nice big lush hotel room to welcome my mate Wade Duffin into.
And then we'll do some podcasts
on to see what happens.
We're making the same joke. That's so stupid. Yeah, but we'll record those Patreons in person because it'll be so exciting. It'd be great. I can't wait.
Yeah, so exciting. And I have a very exciting pork spare rib recipe that I did the other day, and it worked an absolute treat, and it's probably the only way I'm going to cook pork ribs from now on out. So get your pens and paper ready.
Oh, fuck, it's going to be a winner. And, you know, share the podcast around, give it a subscribe, leave a review. It all helps. It all helps.
Yeah. We're still here. Yeah, it does. Yeah.
We're still here. Good. We're still pennies. Our time hasn't come yet. We're still being pushed by all the
Hang
other pennies.
Hanging on for dear life, I'd say. I love you, mate.
Love you, mate. Dads.